to route engineering tasks across AI coding tools. Assign Cursor Composer 2 to the high-volume IDE iteration lane, cheap, steered, multi-file diff watching. Claude Code to the interactive terminal and deep work lane, multi-file context, durable session state, and Codex CLI to the headless review batch lane, CI, large refactors, scheduled checks. Write a 200-line handoff packet whenever you escalate between lanes so context survives the jump. Pick by task class, not benchmark rank. Engineering teams should use Cursor Composer 2 as the high-volume IDE iteration lane, Claude Code as the interactive terminal and automation lane, and Codex as the review or delegated patch lane. Cursor 3x made multi-agent IDE work more visible with the agents window, best of n, and slash worktree controls. Cursor 3 changelog, retrieved 2026-528. Composer 2 then changed the economics. Cursor prices it at 50 cents M input and $2.50 M output tokens, Cursor Composer 2, retrieved 2026-528. The mistake is treating Composer 2 as the new universal coding brain. The sharper move is to treat it as a routing primitive. Cheap, fast IDE turns let developers explore more aggressively, but the final answer still depends on task shape. Visual steering, terminal control, transcript review, CI verification, and budget risk all point to different tools. How to assign Composer 2 to steered product work? Composer 2 belongs where a human is watching the diff and changing their mind every few minutes. Cursor says Composer 2 was trained for agentic software engineering, with continued pretraining on Kimi K25 and reinforcement learning in realistic Cursor sessions, and reports 61.3 on Cursor Bench, 73.7 on SWE Bench Multilingual, and 61.7 on Terminal Bench, technical report, retrieved 2026-528. That benchmark mix matters less than the harness. Cursor Bench is built from real Cursor sessions with terse prompts, ambiguous tasks, and multi-file changes, according to Cursor's report. That describes product work. Wire the settings page, rename the billing concept, make this form match the API, or try three UI fixes and keep the cleanest one. Use Composer 2 for work that benefits from visible context, selected files, editor tabs, diagnostics, screenshots, local terminal state, and fast follow-up prompts. It is the wrong default when the task should run unattended, needs a clean transcript for review, or requires a repeatable automation harness. The routing rule is simple. If the engineer is still discovering the desired patch, stay in Cursor. If the desired patch can be specified precisely, move it to a terminal agent or reviewer. Escalate to Claude Code when the loop matters more than the editor. Claude Code should take over when the job needs shell native control, hooks, MCP connections, or automation outside the IDE. Anthropic describes Claude Code as an agentic coding tool that reads a code base, edits files, runs commands, and integrates with development tools across terminal, IDE, desktop, and browser surfaces. Claude Code overview, retrieved 2026-528. That makes Claude Code the escalation lane for tasks where the workflow is programmable. Examples: run a dependency audit every morning, inspect logs and open a PR, chain a database migration with test repair, or connect the agent to Jira, Slack, and internal docs through MCP. Cursor can help a developer steer a patch. Claude Code is better when the system has to keep doing work after the developer stops watching. The handoff point is not Composer failed. The handoff point is the loop needs policy. If you need pre-tool checks, post-tool formatting, a recurring schedule, or a team chat trigger, escalate. If the task needs a subscription authenticated assistant sitting in the developer's terminal rather than API calls from a service account, escalate there too, but record the authentication assumption in the task packet. One practical pattern from engineering teams is a two-pass split. Composer 2 shapes the patch interactively, then Claude Code writes or repairs tests with a stricter instruction file. Keep the second pass narrow. Add missing tests for this diff and run PNPM test auth works better than finish the feature. Use Codex for review, isolation, and delegated patches. Codex fits work that should be isolated, reviewed, and replayed from a terminal-first transcript. OpenAI describes Codex CLI as a local coding agent that can read, change, and run code in the selected directory, with sign-in through ChatGPT or an API key, Codex CLI, retrieved 2026-528. Its release stream also makes it a moving target, so teams should pin versions for repeatable evaluation codex releases, retrieved 2026-5/28. The best codex lane is not smarter than Cursor. It is cleaner boundaries. Use codex when the prompt is already a ticket. Inspect this branch, find stale references, add migration tests, review security-sensitive changes, or implement one bounded follow-up from a plan. That shape rewards a command transcript and explicit verification. Codex is also a good counterweight to IDE overfitting. A composer-produced diff may look correct in context, but a separate terminal agent can search the whole repo, run focus tests, and critique the change without inheriting the same conversational assumptions. That second opinion is often cheaper than a human reviewer discovering a missed contract boundary later. Do not ask Codex to relitigate the product design unless that is the assignment. Ask it to verify, harden, and complete specific mechanical work. Root by task class, not model loyalty. The defensible team policy is a task class table, not a leaderboard. Cursor's own Composer 2 launch frames the model as a strong cost intelligence point for coding, Composer 2, retrieved 2026-5/28, while community testing discussions keep returning to a more practical split. Cheaper high-volume iteration inside Cursor, stronger escalation models for hard reasoning, and local evaluation over benchmark trust, R Cursor discussion, retrieved 2026-5/14. Use this routing table as a default. Task class start here escalate when done means UI wiring, refactor exploration, product shape discovery Cursor, Composer 2 requirements stabilize or tests fail in non-obvious ways, human-approved diff plus focus test terminal automation. MCP connected work. Recurring jobs Claude code the task becomes a review-only patch logged command loop, plus policy checks branch review, stale reference search, bounded implementation codex product intent, is ambiguous transcript. Tests and review notes local fallback or provider outage work local CLI model chain quality risk, exceeds outage risk small scoped patch with human review renders benchmark write-up is useful here because it scored workflow outcomes such as setup speed, deployment, and code quality rather than only model output, render benchmark, retrieved 2026-5/28. That is the right frame for teams. The winning tool is the one that reduces human supervision cost for that task class. Right handoff packets, not heroic prompts the durable workflow artifact is the handoff packet. A good packet lets work move from Cursor to Claude code to Codex without forcing the next agent to infer intent from a chat transcript. It should contain task class, changed files, invariants, verification commands, forbidden changes, cost limit, and escalation trigger. Use this template. 1. Intent, one sentence describing the user visible behavior. 2. Scope, exact files, packages, or routes the agent may touch. 3. Invariants, company scoping, auth boundary, migration rule, budget rule, or API contract. 4. Current state, what Composer already changed with unresolved doubts. 5. Verification, the smallest command that proves the next step. 6. Stop condition, when the agent must ask, escalate, or hand off. This is also where cost policy belongs. Composer 2's low token price makes broad IDE iteration attractive, but cheap turns can still create review debt. Subscription authenticated tools can hide marginal API cost, while API key tools make spend visible earlier. Route expensive reasoning to the smallest task that needs it, and reserve premium models for assistant design or hard debugging rather than routine organizational agent work. Question: a team used Composer 2 to draft a multi-file billing refactor, but tests now fail in an auth helper and the desired product wording is stable. What should happen next? Answer: hand a narrow packet to Claude Code or Codex instead of continuing broad IDE iteration. The packet should include changed files, company scoping invariants, the failing test command, forbidden rewrites, and the stop condition. Use Claude Code if the next step is a terminal loop. Use Codex if the next step is review, stale reference search, or a bounded patch. The actionable takeaway is not to replace Cursor with Claude Code or Codex. It is to make Cursor Composer to the cheap discovery lane, then move stabilized work into a controlled terminal or review lane. Teams that want this pattern end-to-end should start with course/Cursor Composer 2, then pair it with course/AI coding agents. For routing, verification, and review workflows.